The following podcast is sponsored by Crystal Glass, where windshield replacement and automotive glass repair has been a specialty for over six decades. Call 310-GLASS or visit them online at crystalglass.ca. This is Gross Misconduct.
Hey now! It is season 5, episode 6 of your Gross Misconduct podcast. We're calling this one, Your Podcast Needs You. I'm your co-host, Andrew Gross. Across from me sits my co-host in both life and this podcast, Carl. Hey, Carl.
How do? We want to begin this week's episode by thanking our newest Patreon subscribers, Bing Bong and Tina, who are helping make this podcast possible. You too can be a subscriber by going to patreon.com/gross_misconduct and pledging as little as $5 a month. If you would like there to be a season 6, subscribe today.
You know, it's the little things that we expect some payment for. It's the little things, Carl. It's the little add-ons and subtle edits that people don't realize take a great deal of time and patience to create. For example, Bing Bong signed up this month, as you just mentioned a moment ago. And so, of course, I downloaded the sound effect Bing Bong so that when you said his name, I could play it. And boy, talk about mislabeling a sound effect. Here's the Bing Bong sound effect I found on TikTok.
Bing Bong.
Not what I was hoping for.
What were you hoping for?
The actual sound, Bing Bong.
Oh.
Like a doorbell. Ding dong.
I think that's ding dong.
Oh, you know, I should have put ding dong. What was I thinking?
You're a ding dong.
Here is the rewind of our last episode of the Gross Misconduct podcast.
As they say on ships, there are steel ships and wooden ships, but the best ships are friendships.
All right, well, you keep dreaming about that.
The gang prepare for a real vacation.
Part of our party fell out. They're moving, so Oz and Michelle are not joining us.
They're moving or they're evading prosecution?
Wow.
Yeah, you heard me.
I've been told they're moving.
Okay. It sounds stupid when I say it out loud. I was going to say I'm just honestly looking forward to just laying by a pool and having drinks. But I mean, I could do that every day here. It's not the same without Wine Carol.
Andrew explains cruise ship lingo.
It's a beautiful damn ship. It is funny. I tweeted about how I was on another damn ship and somebody took offense to it and said champagne problems or, you know, something like that. I called it a damn ship because that's what passengers and crew on Holland America ships call the ships, damn ships, because every name ends with dam. Konings Dam, Euro Dam, Neustadt Dam, etc.
Andrew talks about maritime laws.
The Jones Act is a maritime law that says cruise ship cannot have itineraries that go from one U.S. port to another U.S. port unless the ship is registered in the United States and has 100% American crew. But of course, no cruise ships do. They're all registered in tax haven countries and crew is from all over the world. So if they're not registered in the United States and if they don't have 100% American crew, they must make a stop at a foreign port sometime during the itinerary. So some ships will go to Canada and stop at Victoria or Vancouver. Others will stop in Mexico. And that's what the Konings Dam did that I'm on. So,
And that's what happened in the last episode of the Gross Misconduct podcast. Now you're all caught up.
Doing it for you.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break.
Much to be happy about this week, this past couple of weeks. First and foremost, we are in studio recording a podcast episode together for the first time in, what, 7 weeks?
Mm, it's been a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that certainly explains the quality of the audio. And don't get used to it. Because as most of you are listening to this, I will be making my way to Mozambique to join the Azamara pursuit that's going to take me, I believe, to South Africa, Cape Town, I want to say. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then I am transiting to somewhere.
Hong Kong, I think.
Oh, my God. Hong Kong. And I'm going to end up getting off in Kagoshima, Japan. And then transiting, that's on the Azamara quest, which we've done before, mm-hmm, you and mm-hmm, I. Mm-hmm. And then I am joining Azamara pursuit in Cape Verde. Where is Cape Verde? Mm.
I want to say it's like on the western side of Africa, but Joe, check that. I could be wrong.
Oh, my God.
There's a lot of capes there.
Are you telling me that I'm going from Africa to Hong Kong to Japan, then back to Africa?
Well, I'm not 100% sure where Cape Verde is.
Well, I'll have been abducted and killed by then. But if not, that ship is then going to drop me off in Portugal on March 23rd, and I will make my way home to you. Mm. So gone for a month again, mm-hmm, and assuming that we have reliable Wi-Fi at some point, we'll put together another episode for your listening pleasure. But more importantly, we finally got to go on vacation. We were at the TRS...
Turquesa.
Boy, it's you know, this is why I'm concerned about this trip that's coming up. Mm. Because there's a lot of places I'm going to that I've never heard of. There's a lot of flights involved from airlines I've never heard of. Air Ethiopia and Qatar and All Nippon Air and, oh, my mm-hmm God. But, you know, so a lot of information to sort of try and keep in my little brain. Mm. And all I had to remember for our trip was the name of our hotel, the TRS.
Turquesa.
In order to arrange a shuttle from that clusterfuck of an airport, you know, where everybody's trying to sell you timeshare mm-hmm and all you really want to do is get in a taxi. But for whatever reason, I was voted or appointed spokesperson for the group, and she was like, "What's the name of your hotel?" And I'm like, "It's the Carol. What is it, Carol?" And you were off having a smoke, Carol. You know, TRS Turquesa. But we did get there. Fabulous resort.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah, lovely weather.
Well, I noticed you didn't give them a 5 out of 5 review though.
Beds are a little hard.
A little hard. Ugh. They chipped them out of granite and put them in the rooms. I can see why they haven't replaced them.
It's like a Flintstone bed.
Yeah. Nobody has the... there isn't enough manpower in the Dominican to lift all those beds out of the rooms.
It's quite shocking because it's like, I don't know if they tout themselves as like upscale or whatever, but it is an adults only hotel in this 4-hotel Palladium complex or whatever. You just think they would do better on the mattresses there
and the pillows. My neck is still sore from that damn pillow.
The pillows weren't as horrible as one would think given the bed,
I suppose, but it's sort of like finding out you've only broken your arm in 4 places instead of 6. Yeah. Like, had it been a soft mattress, we'd have just said the pillows are really hard. But literally, it was just carved out of granite.
It was like, horrible. I mean, you know, but if that's the worst thing that you can say about, obviously, you know, a beautiful beach in Punta Cana, then that's, you know.
Hey, good news, Carl.
It's not too bad.
Good news. It is not the worst thing you can say. Because the worst thing would be, and this brings into our topic, El Bandito Tawaya. Mm. Now, he has not been active for quite some time. In fact, for years.
No, we thought he just kind of fell off the face of the earth.
But no, turns out he was in the Dominican the exact same time as us. And as with most resorts in these Caribbean countries, they have rules about saving chairs that they do not enforce. They leave it to the guests to enforce those rules. And as good fortune would have it for them, just the right group of guests went to the TRS Turquesa. Subscribers on Patreon got the play-by-play on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. We were there for 10 days, and I think there was 12 updates with pictures and stories and so forth. So I won't go into detail here because a lot of you, you've either read the stories or you're too cheap to give us $5 a month. So may I just say that it was the most adventure I think the Bandito and his gang has ever been involved in. Mm.
He was busy. They were busy.
They were busy, and they were under the scrutiny of management several times throughout the week. as they were also under the scrutiny of other guests who determined quite early in our trip, coincidentally, that there was some sort of gang liberating chairs by the pool and beach.
It's weird.
Yeah. And by the way, somebody had suggested that perhaps for whatever reason, we or I may have a large collection of towel clips that we should probably auction off at the Edmonton Comedy Festival. Mm-hmm. And man, that's not a bad idea. I don't know that's where I got them all. But,
yeah, raise some money for some charity,
yeah,
I think. Yeah,
that's what I would do. Not for the festival or the podcast.
No.
Donate it perhaps to whatever charity Leading Edge Physiotherapy chooses this year and just add...
Tack on some more money.
Yeah, why not? Mm-hmm. But yeah, we got a lot of good clips. And by the way, people, like, let's step up your clip game a little bit. I mean, honestly, you make it too easy. One little cheap clip holding on a towel with a book from the book cart that's in Chinese. Like, please, people, let's put a little effort into it so that it feels as though we're putting a little effort into liberating the chairs.
Joel, puck chick.
You know, before you get going, I should probably tell our listeners, and maybe they know this and you don't, but a lot of these facts are from two episodes ago because we put an episode out and then the next day we taped another episode. So Joe had not yet had a chance to fact check.
Oh.
So he's now fact checked two episodes. So this is sort of a combination of the last two episodes.
Okay.
All right.
The Las Vegas airport is now called Harry Reid International Airport. I see that Joe did not say what happened to McCarran. Like,
well, I think
what did he do?
I think he was already dead.
No, I know he was dead, but I mean, I don't know
who.
I don't know who he was, and I don't know why he got axed from the airport.
Joe, look into that.
Yeah. Eggs are expensive for multiple factors, including, but not limited to, eggflation. Shortages causing high prices, avian bird flu from source countries, price gouging by retailers, and egg smuggling. Apparently a real thing.
You have to be very careful when you're smuggling eggs.
I know.
They crack easily.
They do. Panera Bread is an American chain store of bakery, cafe, fast casual restaurants with over 2,000 locations in the United States and Canada. Offerings include bakery items, pasta, salads, sandwiches, soups, and specialty drinks.
Really? You almost stumbled over drinks?
That's right. Yeah. Carol's money is at $115 million with a correct answer last episode in 2015 movies.
And that's another edition of Joe's Fact Check.
Joel, fact check.
Here's the mail, it never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail.
You know, I was about to ask you who Brucey was referring to, and then I remembered. But Brucey tweeted, poor Derek.
I was going to ask you, who's Derek?
Well, it was me. Do you recall I was on the ship? They told me that my room wasn't ready. They handed me a schedule, and I was like, is this accurate?
Oh, right,
they
were like, you were Derek.
Welcome to the ship, Derek.
Right.
Anyways, Brucey tweeted, poor Derek, I'll bet you have a sitcom in your travel stories and mishaps. I'm sure with all the ups and downs of international travel, it's got to be more entertaining than BJ and the Bear, at least. I'm envisioning a mashup of Corner Gas, Undercover Boss, Border Patrol, and The Love Boat.
Matthew tweeted, I did 8 weeks straight on a ship once and never watched so many movies and ran so many laps and napped so much. It was fantastic.
Yeah, that's Matt DeSerio, right?
DeSerio.
Matt DeSerio.
I'm assuming that's Matt DeSerio.
Is Matt married?
Mm-hmm.
He is, eh?
Yep.
Does he just not like his wife?
Why do you say that?
Well, he's saying he was away 8 weeks and it was fantastic.
Well, no, he's just saying that he got to watch a lot of movies and lots of naps. And
you know what? I've watched every movie on every cruise line now. I've watched every television show.
No,
I've watched.
You haven't. Have you watched RuPaul's Drag Race? 15 seasons.
No, I have not. It wasn't available on any ship I've been on. That I'm sure passengers would complain.
Mm.
Republicans would be like, what is this cross-dressing thing you've got on my television? I won't have it. I want a refund on my excursion. Cheryl messaged on Patreon, I am loving the Ramsey updates. Worth the $5 a month just for those alone. Please keep them coming. Well, it's going to be a very exciting several weeks for Ramsay and his adventures.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah, because he's going back to the homeland.
He is.
Lions are, of course, from Africa.
They are.
I don't know where unicorns are from, but...
Scotland, I think.
Well, aren't I doing Scotland too at some point? Not on this particular trip.
I don't think so, because if you were, I would be going on the cruise.
Okay, well, I will put that request in.
Okay.
anyways, I'm going to do a ton of Ramsay updates. Mm. I've decided that one of the ways to get through this adventure that I'm on, and I know it sounds, folks, I know it sounds, you know, people think I'm living the dream, you know, but the truth is I am a neurotic, anxiety-filled mess.
Mm-hmm.
It culminated on this last vacation at one point where I just had a breakdown. It's too much. Like, it's just too much. But it's how I make my living now, right? This is what I do. So I have to just find a way to really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. So go with the flow, as
go
they
with the
say,
flow. Yeah.
As they say.
I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to really invest myself in Ramsay's adventures instead of just, you know, having him walking around the ship and discovering things. I think we'll actually get off the boat and go see some things in Africa. Mm-hmm. And, you know, hopefully it does not result in my death. Like, hopefully...
I'm sure it will not.
Yeah. Well...
I mean, if they have, like, a safari excursion, you should do that.
They do.
Okay. Well, you should do that.
Yeah, but, you know, the money they want for these excursions, my God, who can afford it?
Yeah, but don't you get to go free? If you lead the group...
Yeah.
Like, you should be in charge
like
of a safari.
Like, I should be in charge of a safari in Africa. That seems wrought with danger.
It does. Jason commented on Patreon, just finished the episode. Great as always. However, I want to point out a fact that should be touched on a bit. In the Karen segment with Panera Karen, it should be noted that the woman in the video is a self-proclaimed Karen. The Karens are starting to recognize themselves, and that's not good. Being labeled a Karen means you displayed a certain entitled behavior that is rotting the core of our society. It seems these Karens are actually embracing the title and striving to be one. God help us all.
I couldn't agree with you more,
yeah.
Jason.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's like those people that say, oh, you know, I'm very disorganized or I'm always late. Well, stop being disorganized and late.
You know, change your behavior.
Yeah, it's obviously unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Tina commented on Patreon. I wonder if that's Hunter's Tina. I don't think so. Oh, no, Tina. That's one of our newest subscribers.
Yeah, but that could be Tina.
Yeah, it could be, but it isn't. It's our newest subscriber.
Okay.
Tina commented on Patreon, I am loving your podcast. Sound quality at sea sounds great to me. It's better than I expected, actually. I really enjoy all the music that you play throughout your podcast. I love the format. Please don't change it. The bloopers and the behind the scenes are a wonderful touch at the end. I can appreciate all of the work that goes into putting a show together for us. There is a lot of time involved in doing it. You're right there. Thank you so much, Andrew and Carol, spelt with an E.
Thank you. Lori commented on Patreon, Tina took the words right out of my mouth. Well, message. I'm loving the new format and look forward to both your podcasts and Ramsay updates. Have a well-deserved holiday.
Thank you, Lori. We certainly did. Rhonda posted on Patreon, El Bendito Tawaya caught my attention on Twitter years ago and made me a fan of El Bendito and ultimately gross misconduct. I would love to see a Bendito Tawaya gang decal for subscribers, even for a small price. I would love to display this, especially when I travel abroad. It would look great on my suitcase. It's like an exclusive club of people who believe in the liberation of lounge chairs and are fans of gross misconduct. Viva El Bendito Tawaya. I think that's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, that's super cute.
And stickers are easy to order.
Yeah.
That, I think, is a great idea. Yes.
Get a nice design.
Maybe get Ashley to design them. She's our graphic artist.
For sure.
But you know what? If we had stickers for our suitcases, and you know, it's sort of like a Society of the Rings, right? Like, you're at the airport, you see another sticker, and you're like, ooh. But you could also stick them on chairs after you've liberated them.
Liberated by
El Bendito Tawaya. I like it a lot.
All right. Jacqueline posted on Patreon, I hope Ramsay convinces Andrew to explore lots during these next cruises and share some amazing photos.
Jacqueline, I'm sure going to try. I really am. You know, I spend so much of my time, honestly, not leaving the ship because I don't want to pay for excursions. I don't want to lead excursions because that is more painful than root canal in Belize. And I need to get out and start enjoying this, but I find it hard to enjoy it, honestly, when you're not there, because I feel like you're missing these opportunities that are presenting themselves. We have, however, signed you up for 3 additional cruises in 2023. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty excited. Do you remember what they are? Mm-hmm. Oh, did you want to share that?
Oh, sure. One is the Caribbean, Fort Lauderdale.
Oh my God, Carl, don't say it like it's a...
Well, I've been to all those ports.
Oh my God.
And then another one is Belfast.
You know what? If I said that,
a lot of cruising. It's like 2 days in Dublin, days in Liverpool.
All right, I'm sorry I asked.
And then
this.
The Isle of Man, and then back to Belfast.
Yeah, that sounds remarkable.
That one's going to be nice. Yeah. Well, I'm annoyed that you don't get the tail end of that cruise.
You know what? You get away with shit that I would never get away with. If I said, well, actually, I think I did. If I said, oh, I'm going to.
Well, I think you say that later.
Yeah, I guess I do.
But
Mozambique, you know, people would be like, oh, fuck you, gross.
Exactly.
But you're like, oh, I'm going to the fucking Caribbean. And people are like, oh, poor Carol.
I know. No, I mean, it's nice. You've been harassing me to get
on
the...
Oh, my God. How do you characterize inviting you on a free cruise to be harassing
you?
Well,
I don't think it was like just an invitation, a one-time invitation. You're a bit of an egger.
What?
So you've been pressuring me. High pressure. Okay. No, it's true.
Well, that's way better than nagging. I've been pressuring you to go on a cruise.
No, I'm just.
Anyone want to go on a cruise with me? My wife apparently thinks I'm nagging her.
Well, you no, but you're just like, pick some cruises.
Yeah, before the deadline. I have to tell my agent.
I know.
45 days before the cruise.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
No, sorry,
you obviously don't know how I operate. So
no, that's I know.
After 30 years, you still don't get me.
Carl, I get you. I think I do.
Stop! But you're dancing like an H.O.R.E.
And that spells whore.
We are the worst parents in the world.
It's just that I think we have to sort of focus on how the cruise lines operate as opposed to how Carol operates.
Well, Carol operates how she operates.
That's true.
No, but I need to do a lot of research into things. I need to know that I'm making the right decision, right?
Mrs. Furter posted on Instagram, we saw you on the Kanzing Dam to Hawaii. Awesome shows. Mm. Well, thank you.
Well, that's fun. Josie commented on Patreon, loving these El Bandido Tawaya updates.
There really were some good ones. If you're not a subscriber, you'll never know. Hey, here's good news, though. If you join now for what? $1.25 a week. That's what it is, folks. $1.25 a week. And they're all still there. You can go back and see all the Tawaya updates. You can see all the hundreds of Ramsey updates. I mean, my goodness, is that not worth $5? Your podcast needs you.
You would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Heather commented on Patreon. Oh, I am so happy to hear that El Bandido Tawaya rides again. These greedy chair savers must be stopped. Well, they were.
Yay. Dan posted on Patreon, I think there are some inside jokes in these podcasts that I quite enjoy. Either that or I'm just inventing them due to being medicated. Well, not really medicated in the official sense of the word. Hope you guys had an awesome vacation in the Dominican. All right. Oh, Dan.
Love that guy.
You've heard me talk about our technology. Yeah, we give you the same advantage that professional athletes have in their recovery. What I haven't told you about is the amount of study, training, advanced skills, and focus on hands-on care that we put into every patient who walks through our door. We don't claim to know everything or to fix every problem that enters our doors, but we do promise to always try our best, to be charitable in our communities and dedicated to our patients, and to use our hands to make a difference, because life shouldn't hurt.
From the makers of the Chevy Avalanche, the truck that magically transforms into a suburban SUV, comes an all-new Chevy truck. With just a flip of the switch, your standard crew cab turns into the all-new Chevy Death Trap. A truck without bumpers or seat belts. Next, pull the turn signal back. And it becomes the new Chevy Windstorm, a truck with no windshield or roof. Now, turn the gear shift counterclockwise. Those exploding tires and disappearing stereo can mean only one thing. It's the all-new Stranded in the Ghetto Chevy. Now adjust the rearview mirror. That's the sound of the entire engine falling out. It's the all-new My Teenager Stole the Truck and Took It to the Drag Strip Chevy. Chevrolet. Like a rock. Or is it?
It's bad enough that people have their Christmas lights still up, but then there's the people that have them lit up. And I can see a Christmas tree through the window. And I don't like it.
Jason Scheff here, longtime lead vocalist for the band Chicago, and you are listening to Gross Misconduct with your hosts, Carol and Andrew Gross. And I love how you pronounce her name, Carl.
Take me as I am, put your hand in mine, now and
I hurt people. I'm a dick.
Your Dick of the Week is brought to you by Meathead Butcher Shop. Meathead is your 5-star rated local butcher, only serving the highest quality beef, chicken, pork, seafood, and more. Check them out online at meatheadinc.ca or give them a call today at 780-994-6328.
This one just really tickled my funny bone. There's this guy, he's 90 minutes late picking up his date for their first date. It takes her to a Red Lobster, which, by the way, I wouldn't be opposed to.
I love their little biscuits.
As do I. But the thing is, it's a first date. You want to, you know, leave a good impression. But anyways.
Yeah, but I mean, if that's what he can afford, that's what he can afford. You know what I'm
Why are you so sympathetic to dicks?
What?
Wow. And by that, I mean... Thank God you are sympathetic to dicks.
I'm just saying, not everybody's in the same tax bracket.
Actually, I think you've nailed this one because that seems to be the problem. She's not impressed and demands that he not only buy her food, but also buy food for her two kids that she left at home with her ex-husband.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I'm honestly not sure who the dick here is.
I'm paying for my meal. Your meal. I'm not paying
and
for your kids' meal.
You.
No.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not paying for their kids' meal. No.
So, you don't think you owe me after having me wait an hour and a half?
I told you I owe you. I owe you when I take you out.
Okay,
again.
And so you're going to pay for my kids' food?
No, I'm not doing that.
Can you please go ahead and
get I'm not doing food? That. Okay. No. Hold on, beautiful. Hold on. Don't do that.
Why are you trying to bring two, please?
What's her name, Kier?
Bring two orders.
Why should I do that, Kier?
Because you sitting right here on the
date. I was late to the date.
Can you bring two orders?
But I'm saying, why would I get her kids food? Why would I get her kids some food?
Because
they with their dad. Hell no, I'm straight. I'm cool. Don't put that on my bill.
Don't put that on me. Make sure you put a side of A1 sauce as well. He paying for all of this today.
I'm not paying for all that.
Yes, you are.
You gonna get her fired up in here.
She ain't gonna get fired.
No, I'm about to go back in the kitchen. You got me messed up, but I'm about to her right now. No, for real. I'm telling her right now. No, yeah, I'm not paying for that. No, I'm not. I'm not paying for this food. I'm not paying for this.
She's sitting here watching. Just because I was late.
Just because I was late. I'm not paying for this. No, I'm not doing that.
And then after that, we already at Red Lobster. You couldn't take me nowhere.
I'm about to go back in the kitchen. I'm going back to the kitchen. No, I'm not paying for this. No, listen, no, I'm straight.
I've been here since I was 15.
Okay, I told you I owe you one. So, I mean, I'll take you out again. Do something for you. But I'm not doing something for your kids. No, I ain't even met your kids.
Your dick. Boy, that's a lot of dick.
That's what she said.
Who is the dick there?
Her.
Oh, okay, good.
I mean, an hour and a half, like, obviously that's inconsiderate. But she waited the 90 minutes and then went on the date. Like, no, at 30, I'd be like, fuck you, buddy. Like, not going. But to demand that, no. Like, if I was him, I would have been like, I would have stood up, paid for my own meal, and just fucking left her.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you're a bit of a hard ass, though.
Yeah, a little bit.
Hey, I found a really crazy moment.
Your crazy moment of the week is brought to you by the Twin Otter Neighborhood Pub, where Andrew and I go for great food, cold drinks, and live entertainment. Don't be crazy. Check them out today in Essence at Windermere South and tell them you heard about it on Gross Misconduct.
I'm not sure that this needs a whole lot of setup because it's just pure crazy.
Okay.
There's a woman in Wisconsin, and she's confronting a crew that's installing a cell tower because she doesn't believe it is a cell tower.
I'm with the Wisconsin State Assembly. Are you gentlemen aware of what this is? Yeah. Or do you actually think this is cell? This isn't cell service. You can laugh all you want, sir. I'm with the Wisconsin State Assembly, and this is military-grade radiation. And you're going to all have blood on your hands? Yeah. Just don't talk. Did you sign NDAs with the state? Don't talk? You're all going to have blood on your hands. This is radiation. Oh, it's real funny, huh? Can I have your cards? I'd like all of your business cards, please. No? Not going to give it to me? All right. Then I'll just get your faces on camera. I got all your trucks already. So you can either give me your card and tell me who you are, and you can pretend I'm not with the Wisconsin State Assembly and laugh. It's radiation, sir. Military-grade radiation. They turn it on and off like a microwave, and you're unraveling it. And if you signed an NDA, do you have children? Look it up. Childrenshealthdefense.org. And I'm glad that you have a smirk on your face and you think this is real funny. You have blood on your hands, sir. Do your research. You're installing military-grade radiation to kill this neighborhood. And I got y'all on film, so when they all start dying, you'll have your smirking, arrogant face to show the world. Goodbye.
I'll tell you what makes her crazy. Who's using .org anymore? Joe, could you find out
PBS.
What childrenshealthdefense.org? I don't want to go for fear it downloads some kind of cookies on my computer, but yeah. What's that website about? In 30 seconds or less. Do you think she is a member of the Wisconsin State Assembly?
Oh, for sure.
I'm guessing that's a bit of bullshit. Okay, how about this? There's a woman. Now, I don't know why this has never come up before. This is just weird. Let me try and explain. There's a woman. Now, she pays to stay in a hotel room until 5:30. Mm-hmm. So they're expecting her to leave at 5:30.
P.M.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, typically.
A late checkout. She's paid for a late checkout.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But she doesn't leave. And she doesn't answer her phone or her door. And then she stays the whole night. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, they've been phoning her, they've been knocking on the door, but they can't open the door because, you know, whatever law prevents them from entering a room.
Joe,
check that. It's like some kind of landlord-tenant thing. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, she smokes. So the next morning, she steps out for a smoke, and when she returns, her key card doesn't work anymore, but all her stuff is still in the room. That's a quandary.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes to the front desk to complain and get a new key card. But the front desk is saying, no, we'll let you in the room.
To get your stuff.
To get your stuff when you pay for having stayed an extra night.
Yeah.
And until then, they're holding on to her stuff as collateral. So it's an interesting thing. She is clearly wrong, but she claims, no. I used an app and I paid for it online. So, you know, they're like, oh, okay. Show us the app or the confirming email. And then the comedy ensues.
Speak to a manager.
I am a manager, ma'am.
Do what you gotta do.
Okay, we can walk you up. Or I can
walk me up to my room and show me my phone,
ma'am.
Prove to you that I have a reservation.
Ma'am, you clearly stayed in the room past 5:30 last night.
Yeah, I did, because I thought I had another fucking night booked.
You never booked another one, ma'am.
Yes, I did.
Okay, so there's
no
issue.
And then you want me to show you proof?
Yes, so I can see it because it's not in my system.
And what if it's on my phone?
How would it not?
How many hundreds of dollars do you want me to pay you to look at my phone, to go to my room and look at my phone?
Ma'am, you paid $75 yesterday.
Yeah.
To stay until 5:30. You did not leave at 5:30. You did not make another reservation.
I did make a reservation.
That's what I'm saying. All you have to do is show me the reservation, ma'am. All I'm asking is for you to show me the confirmation number.
You're saying you're going to walk me to my room to show, to have proof in my
phone. Yes, because if I don't see the proof, I can't allow you to stay in that room. There's internet, ma'am. All you have to do is connect to the Wi-Fi.
All right, let's go. Okay. Let's go. I tried to come out here to smoke a cigarette, but is this funny to you?
Am I laughing? I'm not laughing, ma'am.
I came out to smoke a cigarette, and now you're saying, get out of our hotel and provide me money.
I didn't say that at all.
She didn't say that.
That's what you're insinuating. You're going to go to my room.
I'm making sure. I'm making sure that you actually made a reservation, because I already caught you in one lie when you said that you spoke with a woman here. There's no other woman besides me that worked yesterday.
I did speak with a woman.
You couldn't have yesterday afternoon spoke with a woman, ma'am. That's impossible.
You want to go to my room and look for proof?
I'm not looking for proof. All I said was show me the reservation, confirmation number that you made. You just said that you said that you booked it on your phone. All you have to do is show me the email confirmation number so I can pull it up in the system and see where the reservation is, because I don't see it. But if I don't see proof of a new reservation and there's not one in my system, then I can't allow you to stay in that room, ma'am.
So now you're telling me that you're not going to allow me to stay in the room.
If I don't have proof that you made another reservation to be in that room,
yep.
Then yes, ma'am.
Yeah. You need to call somebody.
No. I'm not going to call nobody because I'm the manager, ma'am.
Yeah, you do. You're not going to tell me you're going up to my room and showing me proof.
Ma'am, no. If you made a reservation, it shouldn't be that hard for you to give me the confirmation.
No.
Yeah, because that's what I'm about to do. I'm just going to call the police to escort you out, ma'am. That's fine. Because I can open the door so that you can get your things, but the police will come and escort
you out. No, you're not even giving me that option. You're being like crazy.
How am I being? Ma'am, I'm
like, you're not staying another night.
Ma'am.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm talking to you as calm as I can be. All I did was ask for proof of the reservation.
You're being crazy.
How?
You're telling me that I have to get out of my room right now?
I didn't say, right? Do you have proof of the reservation, ma'am? That's all I said.
I don't know. You can go look at my phone, search, do whatever you want to do.
Ma'am. Search for what? All you have to do is pull it up.
My phone isn't on.
It's connected to the internet.
To my room. That's fine. I need to have a cigarette. If you want to go search my room, you can't.
I'm not searching your room, ma'am. All I need you to do is grab your phone and show me your confirmation number.
It's not on. My phone is on. So let's go.
So, ma'am, how did you book the reservation? You just said you booked it through your phone.
I did it last night.
All you have to do is show me the confirmation email that was sent to you. That's it.
If it's on there, that's fine.
It should be in your email, ma'am.
Okay. Does this person work here?
You think I'm lying, then you're just one of those people who think I'm lying. I love that her defense came down to, well, my phone's not turned on. Well, turn it on. I can only imagine the hassle the front desk people put up with.
Oh, God. Yeah.
On a daily basis. Hey, I got a little nostalgic while putting together this particular episode, because I actually recognize this clip, but it's making the rounds again. I'm not really sure why. And oftentimes, by the way, clips will reappear after several years and people think it just happened.
Right.
And they'll comment things like, oh, you know, COVID caused it. But that's no, yeah. It has nothing to do with this. It was 2018. So pre-COVID. And as I say, it's making its rounds again, a Spirit flight. Boy, don't fly Swoop or Spirit or Ryanair. Just don't do it. They'll cancel the flight on you.
Yeah.
They'll just at the last minute announce they've canceled the flight, and then that's the Spirit. Anyway, she's on a flight from Houston to Minneapolis, but it has to land in Rochester, Minnesota, due to a guest experiencing a medical emergency. But on the ground in Rochester, a different passenger just becomes completely irate that she wasn't allowed to leave the plane to have a smoke.
Get me the off this goddamn
ways. You want to be shitty and bitchy to me? You will see me f***ing. You will. I don't f***ing care. Put me in a f***ing snipe fest. You know who my brothers are? They're Marine snipers. You want to f*** with the f***ing Marine? Let me f***, you bastards. Go to f***ing hell. Let me f***ing hate you. You want to know what hell is? I've f***ing been there. Sit f***ing side. I've lived. Now the f***ing story. Go f***.
That'll be me in about a week.
Mm. Well, she got her wish, though.
Oh, yeah. No, she was definitely off the plane shortly after that. Not back on another one. I have a 13-hour flight among the various flights and a 9-hour flight at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them, I believe, is a 13-hour flight on Turkish Airlines, which they will not allow me to pre-select my seat.
Mm-hmm.
They just put all the passengers behind a ribbon, and then they cut the ribbon, and you run, and you grab the first seat you're able to. Which, you know, in my particular case, I don't have to push my companion down and, you know, get on the plane. It's just me, mm-hmm. and I don't care. Like, I'll take a window or aisle. Don't mm-hmm. care, especially on a flight that long, because you want to be able to go to the washroom without stepping over people. Mm-hmm. But it's just crazy. I actually phoned Turkish Airlines and got a lady who almost spoke English.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, whose fault is that?
Probably yours.
Yeah, mine. Mm-hmm. What is the language in Turkey?
Turkish.
Is it?
Arabic.
Mm, Joe, check that.
Maybe a bit of both.
Well,
no,
anyways.
Turkish, I think it's Turkish.
She just wouldn't, no. She wasn't having it. She was just like, yeah, no, you got to, she goes, when you check in 24 hours before your flight, you can select your seats.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not okay because a travel agent booked it. So the email and the text are going to go to the travel agent in New York. I'm not going to get those.
Mm. Well, it is what it is.
Yeah. I don't want to spend 13 hours in the middle seat of anything. Now, there's a woman at a Carl's Jr. She takes two bites out of her burger. Two. And by the way, if you've ever been to Carl's Jr., their burgers are very small. So two bites is a significant amount of burger gone.
They're quite large, aren't they?
Joe, check that. She takes two bites out of her burger, discovers there's no sauce.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I know.
That's the worst.
So she demands a full refund, which they're not giving her. She then throws the burger at the cashier. Now, this is our dumbass segment. I'll tell you what makes her a dumbass. Do you recall a moment ago, the woman and the cell phone towers,
mm-hmm.
and she demanded to see their business cards.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people who install cell phone towers have business cards. They might have identification,
not.
But
yeah, probably not.
Why would you have a business card? What makes her a dumbass is that after throwing the burger at the cashier, which now makes her clearly in the wrong,
mm-hmm.
she demands their business cards. So she thinks the lady working the cash register at Carl's Jr. has a business card. I suppose it's possible.
Barely. I'm not getting a refund. You ate it?
Ma'am, you ate like half of the burger.
I took two. That is not half the burger. I look at this, people.
Okay.
I will put it together. I took two bites.
I'm not getting a refund.
And I found no sauce.
Yep.
I can go.
Just call security.
Yeah. Do that.
Oh, bitch.
There's your money. You have no right to do that. You're fired.
No,
you're out of here. What
you
is your name? I want your business
my
card.
Name? You don't have a business card.
I want a business card. What's your name? What's the manager's name?
Bye. You're a lady that's
I just recorded her everything.
Yeah, get out.
You're a dumbass. You're a dumbass. You're grade A, number one, bona fide first class. You're a dumbass. You're a dumbass. And you'll be one all your dumbass life.
Meet, 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 meet,
Meat. Meat on the mind? Then think beyond the supermarket and head to Meathead, your new favorite butcher shop. How about tonight you up your dinner game with AAA beef, aged a minimum of 28 days? Meathead Butcher Shop, 7664 156th Street Northwest.
We would like to thank our many Patreon subscribers who took the time to sign up for a monthly subscription at patreon.com/gross_misconduct. Not only does your donation help ensure the continuation of this podcast, it also covers the cost of sending Ramsey all over the world. If you don't know who Ramsey is, that's because you haven't taken the time to sign up for a monthly subscription at patreon.com/gross_misconduct.
Hi, this is Anel Panetta, the lead singer for Journey, and you're listening to Gross Misconduct. Yeah.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit.
You know what I'm thinking about doing, Carl?
What?
Well, I don't want the podcast to end only because I really enjoy this time together.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoy sitting across from you and doing this. And I know you don't, but I do. And we have a lot of laughs and I enjoy it. So I'm thinking about getting rid of the advertisers for this reason. I'm thinking about going totally private with the podcast. You have to be a Patreon subscriber or you're not going to be able to download the podcast. The link will only be available on Patreon. I'm only going, and now that's the reason I'd get rid of the advertisers, because it would greatly reduce the number of listeners and I don't think they'd be getting value for their advertising dollar. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for what we're getting in Patreon subscribers right now, we do appreciate each and every one of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not worth it. So either we start seeing some subscribers, or we're going to end this season at episode 26, and then we'll move on to something more profitable.
Okay.
So you've been warned again. It's $1.25 an episode, folks. Which, by the way, if you add up the number of hours we put into this, I believe my hourly wage is around 6 cents. So I'm doing it for you. Not you. I'm not pointing at you, Carl.
No, I know that.
I'm pointing at all the people listening to my voice right now. 6 cents an hour is what you're paying me. Well, actually, you're not paying me anything.
Yeah.
You freeloaders.
Yeah.
Hey, remember a while back we said we were going to give the politicians, checking in with the politicians a rest?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we did. And you know who came on the scene after we decided to give it a rest was, of course, our premier, Danielle Smith, who I know quite well. And unless she's changed her cell phone number, I have it, because we used to text each other all the time when she was working for QR77 or whatever that station is down in Calgary. We'd often share information on numbers for guests and that sort of thing. So I have her number. Anyways, I thought we would check in with Premier Danielle Smith. She recently asked the federal government for money.
Welcome back to Power Play. We're going to head over to Alberta. Premier Danielle Smith is in Calgary. Hi, Premier. Good to see you.
Why?
You're asking the federal government to write a big check.
Look, we have a bit of a culture in Alberta that we want federal dollars.
But your preference is they just hand over an envelope of money. So to be clear, just hand over an envelope of money.
Envelope funding would be my preference. Absolutely. I've been supportive of that, but I think that we've also seen that the federal government said that they're not going to do it. So I'm working on that.
If the federal government comes to you and says, we are willing to increase the amount of money we give Alberta, but we would like these markers to be met, or we'd like you to submit data on these three fronts, would you say yes?
Look, I mean, I don't believe that I have to.
So just to be clear, to understand that, you would rather raise your own taxes and then use the money for what you want to use it rather than wait for the federal government to hand over more cash?
But I think Albertans need federal dollars, regardless of what it is that the federal government is asking us to do.
People watching read from that you don't think that federal funding will come through?
I think they've been pretty clear that they are not coming to the table.
You have a $12 billion surplus. Is it fair to say that you don't need money from another source? Premier, I'll leave it there. Thank you very much for your time.
Yeah. We are in trouble in this province. All right, Carl, it's time to find out what does Kevin think.
What does Kevin think is brought to you by Old McDonald's Resort, family camping on the south shore of Buffalo Lake. Individual and group sites, grandma's kitchen, train rides, bike rentals, ice cream and coffee shops, playgrounds, a beautiful beach, fireworks at night, including the best July 1st fireworks show in Western Canada, and so much more. Check them out at oldmcdonalds.com. Make your 2023 summer reservation today and tell them you heard about it on Gross Misconduct.
I saw a TikTok video, I want to say, but perhaps it wasn't because it was Kevin, and I doubt very much he's on TikTok.
Probably not.
Probably never even heard of it, but I think it was maybe on Facebook. But anyways, he was jumping in ice cold water.
Oh, yeah.
Saw that?
Yeah.
And raising money for something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what. And so I texted him and just said, hey, how do we donate?
Mm-hmm.
Carl and I want to donate. And he texted back an email address. So you and I donated $100. I'm not really sure what he was raising money for, but I'm sure it was a good cause.
Okay, I'm sure.
I think it was for the community. I think it was for the volunteer fire department, I want to say. Anyways, yeah. And just to put that in perspective, so he's a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what he was raising money for, but trust that it was a good cause.
Sure.
$100.
There you go.
That would be 20 new subscribers. That's how free we are with our philanthropy. And yet 20 of you are listening to this right now going, $1.25 is a lot to pay for a podcast, even if it does take the guy 40 hours a week. Yeah, that's how you talk. I'm looking at you, buddy. I'm looking at you.
Is that the face they make too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not sure they're wearing reading glasses, but they make that face. God, my whole face is just peeling. What was it about the sun in the Dominican that changed everything? Because I've been...
The sun. You need moisturizer, buddy.
I got moisturizer.
Well, you got to keep moisturizing.
That's what she said. Anyways, Danielle asked Kevin, should the province implement a sales tax?
What does Kevin think?
Well, Danielle, I'm assuming your last name isn't Smith. Does Alberta need to implement a sales tax? Absolutely fucking no. The whole world has sales taxes. All everywhere has a sales tax. You go to any state in the States, go to any province in this country, there's a sales tax on everything. We don't have one. Why? Because we have more oil here than most of the rest of the planet. I suspect you emailed or texted your question to Andrew on your phone or your computer. Well, guess what? They both need fucking oil to be produced. The poly in your fucking polyester panties is made from oil.
Oh, well, excuse me.
Give me a break. We got more fucking oil here. And the people that believe that electric cars are going to be the salvation of the planet, how the fuck do they think that steel gets formed, manufactured? How the fuck do they think anything gets manufactured on this planet without oil and natural gas and coal? They're fucking morons. Oh, you got me going. Anyway, the answer to the question, unless we want to go back to living in a fucking cave and hunting with a fucking stick for our food and cooking it over a fucking fire that we had to chop out of the forest, oil is here to stay. And the fucking morons that believe the fucking electric, how the fuck do they think the electrical equipment is manufactured? It's manufactured with fucking oil and natural gas. Fucking stop it already.
And that's what Kevin thinks.
I'm not clear on his position.
I hope he wasn't directing that anger specifically to Danielle. Oh, just because she asked a question.
No, I think we don't know that Danielle doesn't agree. But oh. Yeah, that's wow.
Wow, he was quite enraged this week.
I think we found one of his hot
Ooh.
Buttons.
Oh, Kevin.
All right, so for listeners, let's not ask Kevin about sales tax anymore.
No.
Ooh. I should ask him about some other tax. Yeah. Hey, can somebody send me a question for Kevin that has to do with taxes? Oh, my goodness.
Or oil.
Yeah. I was almost laying on the floor in a fetal position halfway through that.
Yeah. Right out of the gate.
Wow.
It was hot.
Yeah,
hey?
It was hot. And listen, I got to be honest with you, Carl. Here's a little peek behind the curtain, as Dan Tenser used to like to say. That was his second take. He sent me the first one, and then within minutes, he sent me a message going, you know what? I was a little hostile in that first one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, exactly. Here's the second one. It was like, oh, my God. But, you know, out of respect for Kevin, I chose the one that he wanted me to run with.
Okay.
Man, yeah, wow. Whew. Hey, you know what we need?
What?
Is a calming influence. Mm. We should check in with El Doctoro.
The doctor's office is brought to you by our friends at Arena Auto Service. Arena Auto Service is an independent, family-owned auto repair shop that's been serving Edmonton and area for 40 years. When it's time for your car's next checkup, or you just need a problem diagnosed and repaired, call 780-453-1805 or visit their auto repair shop located at 11615 163rd Street. Tell them you heard about it on Gross Misconduct.
Yeah, you should ask Kevin to come along to pick up your car. What the fuck is this item? What? Fuck, what? Oh my God, Kevin. Heather wrote to El Doctoro to say, some of our friends have started drinking hyaluronic acid and claim it has had pretty miraculous impact on their joint pain. Does the good doctor know anything about this stuff? Well, Heather, let's find out.
Welcome to the doctor's office. How can we help you today?
Well, Heather, that's a really good question. I've been doing lots of research on that over the last month, as my wife has arthritic pains and I'm starting to develop them too. So, hyaluronic acid, it's used as a filler for cosmetics, and it's used to inject into knees for those with arthritis. And both of these treatments do work. But unfortunately, like most supplemental products and herbs, they're poorly studied. We don't know the dose, we don't know if it even gets absorbed through the gut, and we don't even know the potential adverse effects. So after much review, I've noticed that there's really no indication of any major adverse effects that happens with this. I've had many people tell me about how it's helped for their joint pain and also how it's helped to lessen their facial wrinkles. So here's what I've decided we're going to do. We're going to go on a program of taking hyaluronic acid, but also adding to this some amino acids and omega-3, and the omega-3 has been shown to help. Also going to add some collagen, and the last one is glucosamine, which again, we know that that does help for arthritic pains. Some people have also said that things like turmeric and cinnamon can help. I'm not going to try those, but certainly you're more than welcome to do that. Let me know if that works for you, Heather.
Hi, I'm Ken Franchek, General Manager of Crystal Glass. When it comes to auto, residential, and commercial glass, Crystal Glass is the clear choice for all your glass needs. Call 310 Glass or book now at crystalglass.ca.
Tired of all that mowing and weed eating? Why not let someone else do the work? At Big Al's Lawn Care, we don't just mow your grass, we offer a full spectrum of services, including personal companionship.
Yes.
All done with the lawn, Mr. Daniels. Hey, what do you got in the fridge?
Now, hold on.
Hey, Emmanuel, see what's on the tube.
You got it, boss.
Now, look here, gentlemen. You're tracking in dirt.
Hey, what's with all this imported crap, Mr. D? Don't you got no American brewskis in here?
At Big Al's, we know the importance of customer satisfaction.
Hey, what the hell are you doing in my son's room?
Oh, I'm teaching him how to make homemade wine, Mr. D.
It's pretty cool, Dad. He learned it in the joint.
You stay right here. Where's that other guy?
I don't know. Something about your bedroom.
Good Lord! What the f***? fuck is going on?
Hey, Mr. D, does your wife look like she needed some plumbing work? I'll just put it on the bill.
You son of a
bitch! Big Al's Lawn Care, when you need more than just yard work.
Hey everyone, this is Aaron Comas, drummer for the Spin Doctors, and you're listening to Gross Misconduct. Enjoy and have a great day.
Yeah, one, two, Princess kneel before you. That's what I said now. Princess, Princess who adore you. Just go ahead now. One last diamonds in his pockets. And that's a rip now. This one, Cindy wants to buy you rockets. Ain't in his head now.
Hey, Carl.
Yerp.
You know what it's time for?
What?
It's time for this.
This is Jeopardy!
Well, Carl, according to Joe, your money is at $115 million with the correct answer last episode in the category of 2015 movies. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, she's pretty good.
Yeah. We need to find out what your category is for this episode. And for that, we check with the How Smart Is Carol Wheel.
The How Smart Is Carol Wheel is brought to you by the best furnace and plumbing services in Edmonton, Todd's Mechanical, providing you with all of your plumbing and furnace needs. Edmontonians keep warm and dry with Todd's Mechanical. Call them at 780-499-7598 or find them online at toddsmech.com. And don't forget to like them on Facebook.
You know, I'll miss you doing all the live reads if we go to a private-only podcast because that's where I get most of my outtakes.
Right.
Maybe we'll just give the wheel away to Todd.
Sure.
I mean, he's been with us since the beginning. Crystal Glass has been with us since the beginning. And I appreciate those that have joined us, like Arena Auto and others.
Yep.
Leading Edge Physiotherapy, also been with us since the beginning.
Yep.
Never questioned the bill when we sent it to them, ever. Big supporters of the Edmonton Comedy Festival as well. Lots of people are doing lots to make sure this podcast continues. You know who's not? The people who are not paying $1.25 an episode.
The freeloaders.
You're freeloaders. That's what you are, is a bunch of freeloaders. We need your names. We want all of your names. It is really easy to make it private, like totally easy. So if you're a Patreon subscriber already, you have nothing to fear.
No.
I think we'll continue and we'll just send you the links each week and you can listen to it privately, download it, whatever. You just, you won't have to use an app anymore. That'll help some people out, like your mother. Anyways, your category. Oh, we have to spin the wheel before I announce what your category is.
That would help.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here we go. Oh, what are the odds? It stopped on constellations.
What do you mean, what are the odds?
Well, that's what I had written on the rundown, so very fortunate that that's what it landed on. All right, constellations is your category.
I have to admit, I'm not...
Not up on your constellations?
Yeah, I'm not big with the astronomy situation. So.
All right. Well, get ready for a real cheap wager. $150 million is what you have to work with. You've written down your... I didn't see.
Okay, well, it's just,
All right, in the category of constellations, this zodiac constellation includes two lines or strings that terminate in a star called Alresha, the Knot. This zodiac constellation includes two lines or strings that terminate in a star called Alresha, the Knot.
I don't know. Do you think I was drawing to see it? do you think it looks like any of these?
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, you just totally doodled?
I mean, I guess I could have just guessed any zodiac.
Yeah, why didn't you do that?
I don't know. What is Taurus?
Are you asking me that or are you guessing
That's my answer. What is Taurus?
That is incorrect.
Okay. There
you go. The correct answer is Pisces.
Well, who knows that? Come on, fuck.
Well, I would imagine quite a few people. how much did you wager?
A million.
A million?
Yeah.
You had $115 million to work with.
Well, that's what I wagered.
Okay, well, so. You're at
100. You want me to lose it all?
No, I don't want you to lose
okay,
it all.
Okay, well, geez. Settle down there, buddy.
$114 million, Joe, please make a note of that. And while we're talking about money, by the way, we'd like to see a few more subscribers to this podcast at patreon.com/gross_misconduct. Gross is spelled G-R-O-S-E. It works out to $1.25 an episode.
Come on, freeloaders.
Yeah, you're a bunch of freeloaders.
You can do it.
We don't love you.
That's really harsh.
Yeah. All right, it is time for the Big Blue Folder.
The Big Blue Folder is brought to you by Crystal Glass. You deserve to see the world clearly. Don't let cracks, chips, or other imperfections ruin the view. Crystal Glass is a clear choice for all residential glass replacement and repair. Visit crystalglass.ca.
A man in Michigan named Keith Stonehouse let his six-year-old son play with his phone. He wanted to play some kind of game on it or something, thinking that it would chill him out before bedtime, but the kid ended up playing with a different app called Grubhub. Keith says he knew something was strange when he started getting food deliveries, but before he could figure it out, another one came, then another. He says it was like a parade of deliveries. It didn't take long for him to figure out that they were orders from his account that his son had made. There was nearly $1,000 in food deliveries, and it could have been worse. He said his credit card stopped at one point. After a $439 order from Happy Pizza was reported as suspicious. However, a $183 order of jumbo shrimp from the same restaurant did go through just fine. Keith says he was mad, but there was nothing he could do about it. Now, I've gotten this email already, and boy, talk about confusing. I really wish the people from companies that send out emails like the one I'm about to tell you about would actually try following the instructions that they have so carefully put on their email, because I tried and didn't fucking work. Netflix is going to start cracking down on password sharing. Now we know how they're going to do it. Sort of in an updated frequently asked questions, they said, quote, to ensure uninterrupted access to Netflix, connect to the Wi-Fi at your primary location, open the Netflix app or website, and watch something at least once every 31 days. This creates a trusted device so you can watch Netflix even when you're away from your primary location.
Okay.
All right. The problem is Maddie is using our Netflix account down in Calgary and uses it far more than we do. So my guess would be she's going to become the primary location.
Maybe.
But then I get an email from Netflix that's like, oh, you know, just go ahead and turn on Netflix on your TV. And okay, so I did that. And then it was like, now using your remote, go to settings. Well, that's not, I don't have a smart TV. Netflix is not on our TV.
We have a stupid TV.
Yes, we do. I cast it from my phone using a whatever, Google Chromecast. Yeah. So I can't do that. Mm. So I guess.
Well, I could do that on my iPad, I guess.
Oh, okay. Well, that problem solved.
Okay, I'll do that then.
A guy.
What is it I'm doing? I go to settings and do what?
I don't know.
I just watch something. Is that all I'm doing?
No, you're supposed to set this as your primary location.
Ooh, okay.
Which
is that going to knock Maddie out of the loop?
I hope so.
Why?
Because she's not paying any damn bills around here. And we're paying a lot of hers still. God, me and Kevin need to go on vacation. A guy in Rochester, New York, got home on Monday to find his upstairs neighbor wearing his clothes and eating his food with a fire raging in the background. Now, just to be clear, the fire was not in a fireplace. He actually lit some furniture on fire in the living room. So he didn't start it by mistake. He was cooking something over the open flame. Luckily, the whole building didn't go up, but the fire did burn a hole in the ceiling before firefighters were able to show up and put it out. He's now facing charges for arson, burglary, and criminal mischief.
Crazy.
All right, that is almost our whole episode. Who do we have to thank?
This episode of Gross Misconduct was sponsored by Crystal Glass, Todd's Mechanical, Leading Edge Physiotherapy, the Edmonton Comedy Festival, Arena Auto Service, Meathead Butcher Shop, the Twin Otter Neighborhood Pub, and Old McDonald's Resort. Meet Depress sang Your Dick, Gnarls Barkley sang Crazy, Liar Liar was sung by Avicii, Dumbass was sung by Dennis Stephen Wright, Chic sang Le Freak, Purple Planet provided Kevin and Michelle's music, we used the Mail Time clip from Blue's Clues, we used the clip from Team America World Police, we used the theme and thinking music from Jeopardy, and Happy was sung by Pharrell Williams.
If you want to support this podcast, and more if you need to, go to paypal.me/gross. Misconduct or e-transfer Andrew at andrewgross.com or sign up for a subscription at patreon.com/gross_misconduct. Gross is spelled G-R-O-S-E. And I'm telling you, folks, if you don't start doing it, I'm not doing it.
We're done.
We're done. Fuck That's you. It. We're done. Fuck you.
Freeloaders.
Bunch of freeloaders. I mean, you know, I can understand if a person can't afford it.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, well, I didn't mean to. Yeah. You know, or if they don't want to use Patreon, like there's people who don't want to give their credit card to any kind of website. Totally get it. So just, you know, e-transfer $60, you're paid up for a year.
Easy peasy.
Easy peasy. Or just drive by and throw an envelope on our deck. But, you know, it's a lot of work. 6 cents an hour. We've had Shirley Serban play us out before. Mm-hmm. But I found this clip and I really liked it. I didn't think of anyone in particular when I found it.
I'm looking at the title and I think you were thinking of me.
What? I don't. What? Why? I don't. What? She sings, "I've got sweaty, abrasive thighs."
Okay, I don't know. Whatever it is, it's not right on the teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that. Okay. I can't read it. There's no words on it. There's no words there to play us out. What does that mean? To play us out. I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show? I can't do it. We'll do it live. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Right. Fucking thing sucks.
My hair is bleached and old. My lips cracked and dry. I'm either hot or cold. I got wrinkles but ain't wise. I ache more than I want to. Birthdays are not so nice. Where did the time all go? I can barely recognize. The prognosis, well, I know just how it ends, but I will not miss out. I will not forego or play nice. I'm here and I'm full of life. I got to get back home to be in bed by 9. Without my glasses on, I got blurry, useless eyes. And please don't mumble when you talk, look me in the eyes. Otherwise I won't hear you, and you'll have to say it twice. Time will show you that all those who seem so fleet and young grow old too. It's atrocious how a rose is wilted, makes the beauty rose blush. I once valued youthful size. I got sweaty, abrasive thighs.
This episode of Gross Misconduct was brought to you by Todd's Mechanical, available 24 hours a day for your plumbing and furnace needs. Say, "I've got sweaty, abrasive thighs," and receive $50 off your next bill. Find them online at toddsmech.com or call them at 780-499-7598. And don't forget to like them on Facebook.
And my knees do always freeze, do, and I quench each time I sneeze. Ooh, the prognosis, well, we know. I'm here and I'm full of life. And my knees, ooh, always I got blurry, useless eyes. Time will show you wilted rose. Oh, you'll grow old too. Get sweaty, abrasive thighs.
Well, I hope we get some new subscribers.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I know I was a little rough on them, but.
Well, sometimes you got to be a hard ass.
Yeah, well, you really do. I mean, honest to God, I'm going to edit this for 2 or 3 hours. Mm-hmm. I'm going to watch some TV with you, get some sleep, and go to the airport. Okay. And when I get to Mozambique, I think I check into a hotel. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stay up half the night finding clips and putting together the next episode so that we can tape it on the first reliable Wi-Fi that I find, which, by the way, takes additional hours to do, trying to enhance the quality of the audio from Zoom for your half of things. It's a lot of fucking work. And I'm exhausted, honestly. I'm exhausted. Something's got to give, and I think first up would be the podcast. Mm. I'm not giving up the festival. And it's a lot of work. This is the time of year where we do the most work on the festival. I spent all of today doing the budget. Mm-hmm. But yeah, something's got to give. Or it's got to be financially worthwhile. I mean, we started this podcast to help entertain people during COVID. We didn't even ask for any money originally mm-hmm. for the first season or two. Mm-hmm. You know, and advertisers came along. We didn't ask for them either. Like, they reached out to us and said they wanted to advertise. And I thought, yeah, okay, we'll make some money at this. But it was never our intention to make money on this. But it was also never our intention to do it for years.
No.
You know, we're almost at the point where I've been doing this podcast as long as I did radio. Hmm. And radio paid a lot more, and it was a fucking pain in the ass, too. So anyway, that's where we're at with that.
Okay.
I mean, I really appreciate that Bing Bong came along.
Bing Bong.
Bing Bong.
And Tina.
Mm-hmm. Tina.
I'll tell you what, you know, listen, here's a nicer way to put it. It makes my day when I get that notification that we have a new subscriber. And it ruins my day when I get a notification that somebody unsubscribed. Mm-hmm. I take it as a personal failure when somebody unsubscribes. I'm like, what? Why? Mm-hmm. Why?
Don't they like us?
Yeah.
Don't you like us?
I have held Ramsey while he cried.
Oh, poor Ramsey.
Yeah. Tears of sorrow. Anyway, I guess that's our whole episode.
Okay. Bye. Bing Bong and Tina, who are, that sounds like a band. Eggs are expensive for multiple factors, including but not limited to eggflation, shortages causing high prices, avian blurred. Okay, where do we, okay. Eggs are expensive for multiple.
I don't know why you started from the beginning.
I don't know. Where did you want? Because I never know where you want me to restart.
You know, you can restart anywhere you want as long as you just take a breath so that I have room to edit. But now okay. that you've done all of that, you might as well start from the beginning.
Okay. Eggs are expensive for multiple factors, including but not limited to eggflation, shortages causing high prices, avian bird flu from source countries, price.
Forget what we were doing.
We were reading some mail. Lori commented on Patreon, Tina took the words out of my mouth. Well, message. Don't know what that means.
Yeah. You know, the first time I read it, I didn't get it either, but let me do it for you.
Okay.
Lori commented on Patreon, Tina took the words out of my mouth. Well, message.
Oh, I see. Inflection.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I mean, you could have just finished reading the whole thing, but I'll
could have done, but then why are you here?
I don't know. Pretty face. Lori Lori commented on Patreon, Tina Turkey.
Gobble, gobble.
It's going to be one of those episodes.
It certainly is.
Okay. Lori commented on Patreon, Tina took the words right out of my mouth. Well, a message.
I think you oversold that one a little bit.
All right, we'll do
and the award for overacting goes to.
Anywho, moving on.
Mrs. Pfeffer.
I think it's just Fur. I'm just saying, not everybody is in the same price point. No, what's the demo? No, what's the income bracket? There we go. Tax bracket.
Boy, there's going to be a really long section at the end of this podcast of outtakes.
Thanks for helping me out there. Appreciate it.
Well, I wanted to see where you were going with it.
Obviously, that's... What's the word? I'm struggling for
inconsiderate?
Words.
Inconsiderate?
Well, yeah.
Rude?
Well, we'll just say...
Dickish?
That wasn't the word I was looking for, but yeah.
Children health... I don't remember what it was. But, I mean, if we get more Patreon subscribers, then we'll keep it...
Excuse me. Sorry.
Really?
Sorry.
What are you, allergic to money? That's how free we are with our, what's that word called? You know, somebody who does a
philanthropy.
Lot.
Philanthropy.
Philanthropy. That's right. I said that. $1.25 is a lot to fucking pay for a fucking web. Not a website. Anyways, I asked Kevin. No, I didn't.
No. Okay.
Leading Edge Videos.
Video. Yeah, Leading Edge Video Store.
Yeah, boy, how are they staying in business? Chicken, shawarma, salads, chicken wraps, chill cheese fries, ice cream, and more.
Excuse me. This Edmonton.
Okay, well, I guess I'll see you in 3 hours. Drop by, say hello.